Very good. Operator, you might, if you would, tell the Cambodian operator if the gentleman does not speak English. See if she could help me with translation. I'm not sure that he does.
Oh, I see.
Just in case he does, you might have her stay on the line.
All right, fine.
Thank you. When we called earlier, and they said he was expected in 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, Yes, they called me about 15 minutes ago and said that he would be there in 15 minutes. We are sure they're asking for... We are sure they're asking for the right party.
Thank you. we are, yeah, we're pegging away right now.
Okie doke. All right, here's the scoop, very briefly. We finally had our wrap-up meeting after meeting with various ministers of foreign affairs, foreign trade, leaders of the opposition, secretary generals of various parties, political newspaper columnists, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
All these meetings were done overtly, or covertly, excuse me. We went in as businessmen and guests of these other gentlemen that we knew, and just went over for quiet talks and had several with most of these people. And at one time or another, we just kind of felt them out. And
mm-hmm.
the situation is this. They feel that in a three-phase operation, with phase one being a mobilizing of press and people
mm-hmm.
through these series of articles in the newspapers and so on and so forth, the climate, at least if the people we met are any indicator, and these are the leaders of all the parties, that if their attitudes pervade, then they can do it. They figure that in 2 weeks they'll have papers arousing the people and getting them all fired up about this, not specifically to release the prisoners, because that would be obvious, but India taking a stronger stand in the International Control Commission, getting the prisoners exchanged, but with the idea that the release of the prisoners is the key to ending the war in Vietnam,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing.
Right.
That's phase one, which they figure will cost around $1 million.
All right, what would this money go to? What would the money be dispersed to?
Okay, the money would go towards things like newspapers, newspaper articles, you know, rent a crowd type thing, getting the people together, getting them to discuss this thing. They figure that within 2 weeks, this is international type press, they figure that within 2 weeks the articles would be all over India, and then it would be starting to be picked up with the international press. And that would give them, that's 2 weeks from now. Now, that would give them about another month. About that time, the parliament adjourns. And in that month there, in the hot season, these things would continue to be building up, and people tend to be a little more active, we're told, during the hot season anyway, than this 1 month. They have a 30-day period that's pretty bad. And then right after that, parliament reconvenes. They figure that within 2 weeks of parliament reconvening, they would have it on the floor in the parliament under discussion, and that within 4 to 6 weeks after parliament came back into session, it would be adopted as policy that the Indian government, using the ICC, using their United Nations seat, whatever, every means they had possible, would forge out, take a strong stand on this, and it would be adopted as policy.
All right. The one thing I don't quite understand.
Negotiation.
I don't quite understand, and I'm sure you must have an explanation for it. Why does the press have to be bought? Where does the $1 million go?
Well,
isn't there enough humanitarian concern?
Well, they say it is. I tell you what the situation is in India, Murphy. These people, it's apparently standard procedure for about 50 rupees, about $7, you can buy a vote. Through not actually going out and handing somebody 50 rupees, but what you do is you give them a seat on a bus and you take them into town, you give them a few rupees to spend, they go to a meeting, they go to a movie, one thing or another, and then they come back and they vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your kind of thing. You're talking about 580 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And the right-wingers, now most of the people that we met were either center or right. The left side is the side that Indira Gandhi has to knuckle under, because they're the ones that are giving her majority.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, it appears to be a general consensus of, among the people that we've met. Now, she's got about a 3-vote majority right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's either going to go out of office, or she's going to lose a majority. She'll become the opposition leader, and one of these guys is going to take over. But we were meeting people that had 15, 17, 18 years in parliament. The opposition leader, for one, was an extremely intelligent gent. Everyone that we met just about had been to the United States. This one political columnist, probably the brightest man I met there, was a Nieman fellow at Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
And extremely bright. And it just seems to be, if there was no embarrassment involved in it, it just seems to be sort of a way of life. I think you fall back on that, you know, rent-a-crowd mentality. You want to get something done, you need a few, you know, 10 or 20,000 people up really incensed about something, you can get them at the drop of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, here, the biggies are there. Now, I don't know whether y'all are going to want to do it. Probably not. Because they waited, until the last minute on this thing and dropped this $1 million for phase one and $1 million for phase two. And then if those two work upon release of all the prisoners,
mm-hmm.
then the remainder of the money comes through. But I think you might be well advised to let somebody in Washington know about it if you think it's worthwhile. For this reason, it's not like Romania where everything's quiet. And outwardly, nobody knows about it, and if it ever broke, they'd deny it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to one man and through a series of single men up to the top and get the thing done, as long as it's covert. But here, if the government wants to get another government actively involved in this prisoner thing, they can do it for comparatively little money, at least as far
now
as
you mentioned.
Concerned.
You mentioned, and I figured that you were unable to speak freely, you mentioned a coalition... but not an overthrow of government.
No, not at all. They don't have to, Murphy,
mm-hmm.
because the margin is so slim between Indira Gandhi and the right-wing side of it. The margin is so very, very slim that the coalition is the Jonsek Party, which is a right-wing, not extreme right-wing, but just a conservative party. It began about... 3 to 5 years after India achieved her independence, about 50 or 52, it's the poor people's party, people that do things with their hands, people that, you know, aren't too bright but are sincere,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. And it includes the trade unions, the farmers, and that sort of thing. The Jonsek Party, just sort of home folks, the only one in the country. They're a very strong influence, at least from what we read in the papers there, the Indian Statesman and Times and so on and so forth. They're a very strong force within India. The Congress Party, which is the big party in India, has split. It's in two different sides. There's what they call the ruling Congress, and then there's this other Congress, the new Congress or the Young Turks, these people that are left-leaning but are not actually communists.
Mm-hmm.
The communist bloc, we did some research on there, and those people have poured billions of rupees into that country, giving them things at cost, taking things that they don't need just to give the Indians face in exchange for tractors and cars and one thing or another. And they've been doing this for years and years and years, and the end result of it all is that out of 500 and some odd people in Parliament, they've got 41 seats.
Mm-hmm.
And are very much in disfavor. So there's no, it's not a communist takeover type thing, but there are a lot of these people that profess a very, very strong desire to have India remain a democracy in the sense that anyone can stand up on the floor of Parliament and really raise hell. And they've been doing it. They've got what is tantamount to impeachment procedures going against the president now, just because there was an inference that there might have been some mishandling during the last election. A pamphlet was put out allegedly by the present president slandering the other guy. And if it comes true, they'll burn him out. But
all right. Did you not find enough?
At any rate, if we don't do it, and we probably won't, because for one, that's a hell of a lot of money, you know, with nothing guaranteed.
Right.
But if Washington wants somebody out beating the drum and really raising some devil about it, they got him. And we can put them in touch with the people because we met some pretty high ups.
All right.
We could have met Indira Gandhi if we'd wanted to.
All right. What is her feeling? What's the readout on her feeling toward the prisoners of war? Did you get that?
On Mrs. Gandhi, we did not meet her. I didn't think it would have been wise.
Yeah, but surely you met someone who knew her well enough to know her feelings on this.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, we talked to about 4 or 5 people there. She's a victim of circumstances. The only her majority comes consistently with the Communist Party because the Communist Party consistently votes with her. whatever it is, they always vote with her. And if 41 people can have that kind of play, you see how narrow her margin is.
Mm-hmm.
But she can always count on those 41 votes.
All right, then your readout on this at the moment, as far as we're concerned, is a negative one, right?
Yes, sir, because the instructions I had... Excuse me, let me put it this way. You know, I'd do it, only from the standpoint that you can get a whole nation to get geared up. You know, if we wanted to get an... If Washington thought it would be worthwhile, I'd say go ahead and do it. But it's not consistent with what we've been doing in the past because
mm-hmm.
there's nothing, you know, there's absolutely zero guaranteed, and that's a lot of money to lay out for nothing.
All right. How do you feel then? Have you had any readout or additional readings on the previous contacts in Romania?
Yes, sir. We've talked to them today, and we originally had planned, I'm in Zurich now,
mm-hmm.
and planned to go in Saturday. We talked to them, excuse me, this morning. When we got here, we called them and just chatted very generally. They're pretty cagey over the phone anyway, and they wanted to know when we were coming in, and we said Saturday, and they said, come in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to talk to you. We want to take you to lunch and so on and so forth. And they said they gave us the flight number and everything and said, get on it. So we're going in tomorrow.
Well, that's good. That sounds like a much better situation than India anyhow, right?
Well, I think it is for any number of reasons. One is there's the profit motive, and two is I know that they want something from our country,
mm-hmm.
and that's recognition, goodwill, so on and so forth. With the other country, I think their causes are worthwhile. We met some very nice people, but... I don't know, damn it. You get down to the bottom line with India consistently, and she's going to do what's best for her. And if that involves selling out our 1,400 guys, then that's the breaks.
Mm-hmm. Did you find...
With Romania, I think, you know, if we tell them that the only way they're going to get our goodwill is to get those guys out, I think they'll die trying. I'll probably have a better answer for you in a couple of days. But I do think this, Murphy. If we do decide against it, and I imagine we will... We ought to broach the thing to Washington, because
mm-hmm.
that's the second most heavily populated nation in the world,
mm-hmm.
and that's a lot of people to have behind it.
Right. Did you find any indication there at all which would lend credence to the Singapore situation as you know it that Tom worked on?
There was never any approachment under any circumstances for anything at all. As a matter of fact, these people took pains to explain, you know, they could account for everything, everywhere the money went. And they even offered to have, you know, Clive and or me come in and stay there throughout this entire operation and oversee if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no, the people we were dealing with, Murphy, all of them were wealthy on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, it's in the interest, it's in the interest of the industrialists and the trade people to have India stay a democracy.
Right.
The trade, the foreign exchange, and so on and so forth. So consequently, the people that we were dealing with were very well-to-do.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean really well-to-do. So I they're not out to make a buck. It's not that sort of thing. And they were very tasteful. Their idea, they were doing it for India, and they made no bones about that either. You know, they felt that this was something that India ought to do because of the ICC, and because she hasn't done anything for so long, and we got into a lot of discussions about Nehru and why India's had this non-alignment thing. But,
mm-hmm.
pardon me, but they're very, very much interested in, I don't know if you're aware of this, but as of next year, India will not import any food at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting to the point now where they can handle it themselves.
Right.
And they want to sort of draw away from the Soviet Union. I think primarily assume a position of leadership in Southeast Asia, which they haven't been able to do for a long time, but then you figure they're only 23 years old, less
right.
the British. So they've come a long way in 23 years, and I think most of these people want to see him take this position of leadership in Asia and withdraw from any kind of dependence and this stigma from V. Krishnamenon and Nehru and now Mrs. Gandhi.
Do you feel that the Cambodian situation has increased the problem and their eagerness to deal?
They're very favorably disposed towards Cambodia. I don't think it's complicated it, but they feel a protective instinct towards Cambodia. They kept saying, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, these people are our friends. We're the biggest here. We ought to be able to look out for them. And plus, with their position in the ICC and the UN, and their long history of, well, I shouldn't say pacifism, but neutralism on them, they ought to get in. This is what they kept saying. We ought to get involved in this. We ought to get the Vietnamese war over with. We ought to assert ourselves. Probably, I think some of them are considering forming a Southeast Asian or an Indian Ocean group there.
Right.
Among themselves.
Can you
naturally lead India taking the leading role?
Jay, can you project at the moment when you might be back home? Or is
yes,
that...
sir. I would anticipate if past performance is any indicator, we'll get in tomorrow. They'll be waiting for us. We'll have a meeting then. We'll have meetings Saturday. And then Sunday we'll knock off. And I would say at the latest, I'll be in there until Friday. That would be at the latest.
You'll be back here by Friday?
No, sir. I'll be leaving Romania Friday.
On Friday.
And I'll probably be back there in Texas on Saturday.
Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, you got something going?
No. I just was trying to anticipate. Also, on these banks that we're clearing,
yes,
Diane has mentioned that you had told her all but four had been cleared, but we find a list here that shows more than that. Do you know which is correct? For example, on one list it shows Baltimore, Denver, Detroit, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, New York, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis as not having been cleared.
I called every bank on that list, told every bank, and sent word to every post office in every city that they were to stop picking up mail, that the banks were to stop picking up mail and the banks were to close it out.
Right.
That to hang on to all funds.
Right.
They were to send us a statement and stop all activity, give us a final statement, told the post offices to forward any and all mail that came in thereafter back to Dallas, and every one of them, I personally contacted every one of them.
Okay.
Every bank on that list.
Okay, then where the four came in is the bills that you had received before leaving, perhaps.
Yes, sir.
Because there are four of those.
That's what it is.
Right. Now, some of these bills...
You asked me about getting into that thing those 6 days I was back the last time before we went to Vietnam, and I had to tell her I just flat didn't have time.
Right, right.
So I didn't do anything the last time I was in on it.
Do you feel that there's any reason we should wait until you return to clear these out, or could we go ahead and talk to these people at the bank and discuss with them?
The only reason she wanted to hold was because she felt that some of the bills were excessive.
Yes, yes.
She wanted me to try and talk them down.
Do you feel that you can if we would wait until you get back, or should we proceed on it?
Well, I tried on every one of them, and, you know, gave them the old soft soap, and about five or six said there'd be no charge at all. And some of them said it would be a minimal handling charge, and then you turn around and get something like New York where they zapped us for about $6,000.
Yeah, $6,500.
Yeah.
With no explanation of the billing procedure.
Seemed all out of proportion.
Right.
But I don't know if I can talk them. I'll be more than happy to try on any of them, but I've tried on every one of them so far.
Right.
Once.
Okay, we'll see how it goes, and we may hit them once trying to get them down, and then also have you hit them again when you get back.
I'd be happy to.
See how it goes.
Anything? Everybody's doing.
Everybody's doing fine. Anything we can do for you?
Can't think of a thing, Murphy. I'm sorry that it turned out this way. I think if we'd been dealing with one party, we might have been able to pull the thing off. But overtly like this, where you're having to deal with about, well, a minimum of four separate factions, parties in the country, the thing has to be done out in the open. I mean,
right.
It ultimately would have involved each political entity in India. Both of the factions in the Congress Party, the Jonsek Party, the extreme right, Sutrantra Party, held the communists, everybody would have had to been brought into it, plus the opposition would have had to been brought into the thing and fired up and made to feel that, you know, it was in India's best interest to do it. And they seem to feel they can do it. So that's why I say, and I think they can too, that's why I think Washington ought to know.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there are some other things that I'd like to talk to some people in Washington about. I'd like to talk to some of the people on the Indian desk just to give them an idea of what's going on.
Right. You've done a good job there. You've done all you can do, and, you know, some of them just turn out this way.
Yeah. Well, if they knew initially what the story was. I mean, we made it clear from word one that it was a results first, cash later thing, but it never got to a deal where we were paying them off to get the guys out. It never, that was made clear on their side, that it never was a dollars and cents figure type thing, that they were going to do it. And the money was, you know, just incidental. The money they needed was the money to, the initial $2 million was to get the thing fired up and get it rolling. Then if it were successful, then the remainder of the money probably would have gone into the elections, but certainly not to any individual. I think that is accounted for by the fact that they offered to let Clive and me come in and stay there and oversee the whole thing. So, well, for whatever it's worth, I'm sorry. I wish we could have handed it to you.
Well, you did everything you could, and that's all anybody can do. And we're, who knows, maybe Romania will come through now.
Well, and, I sure hope so. Now, Murphy, the same codes as before, the big bear and the little bear and
right.
So on and so forth. If
and phase two. And we'll refer to phase one and phase two.
Right. And if there have been any kind of meetings going on, okay, if I say they've been having tea, then that just means it's, you know, they've just been sitting down having tea and broaching it. If I say they've been knocking heads, then they've got down to the nitty-gritty and they've broached it.
Right.
Okay?
That's good.
Okay. And anything other than that, we'll just kind of wing it.
Very good. We'll call your wife.
How was the press on Ross's trip?
Mixed. There's been a lot done since the return, but it was mixed. Some of them failed to concentrate on the issue, and they concentrated on Ross, which, of course, we would have preferred otherwise. But there's been some good press, too. Some of the guys have done excellent jobs. But the clippings are just now beginning to come in.
I see. What about, let me see. There was one. Anything come out of Boston yet, Jim Droney?
No, I have not seen any of his work yet. I beg your pardon?
Heather Davis?
I haven't seen Heather Davis, no. We have gotten Wickenburg, Charlie Smith, Jerry Sellers did a beautiful job.
Just, I knew he would.
Just a great job.
He just got a crush on Ross.
Yeah.
The whole issue.
Jerry Flemons in Fort Worth sliced a little. He did a double-page spread Sunday and sliced away a little at you and Muir and Marcus and I, and a little at Ross, but then when he got into the program, to the trip proper, he did a pretty good job on it.
Good, good.
But he sliced us up a little bit.
We're not giving him definite word?
No, just various things. It's, you know, not all that important. It was kind of a little personal digs. But,
That's all right.
Sure, that's fine.
That I can handle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that's it. Do I have a secretary? Is Linda back yet?
No, she's not there yet. She'll probably be there Monday.
Okay, good. Tell her not to make any dates for the first week or two. We got a lot of mail to go through.
Okay. Anything else you want me to do? I'll call your wife. Tell her you're fine.
Call Muff and tell her I'm alive and well.
I'll do that. We called her before.
Best everybody there.
I'll do that, and you take care and get after them.
Right, will do.
Say hello to Clive for us.
Sure will, Murphy. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye now.